Riachov Gimel Amad Aleph. There are three lines from the bottom. Ba'oma Rabba Ba'abachone, Ki Have Ozlinin Basrei Rabbi Yochanan. When I was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Have Boi Lemeya Lebeis Akise, when he wanted to go into a Beis Akise, Ki Have Nokit Sifre Dargadete, when he was holding a sefer of Agode, it seems Bezman Rabbi Yochanan already was Sifre Dagadete Medroshim or the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan says, Havi Yohivlon. So he asked us, he gave it to us, we should hold it. He's going into the Beis Akise. He couldn't take the sefer together with him. Kavanogit Tvilin, when he had Tvilin, he didn't give it to us. Omar Hoyel Vishahunu Rabbonon, since the Rabbonon were matir to take tefillin into a Beis Akise, and that's the sugya we learned, that when a person is Oise Gedoilim, so he brings the tefillin inside. We learned before there was a problem, there's no place where to put them, so they can't put them on the Chaloinis that are facing the Rishus Harabim, they might get stolen. He can't put them in Bechurim towards the Beis Akisei. Achborim might take them. So, Mishum Shmiras al Tfilin, Chazal Wamata, that he's allowed to take, not wear the Tfilin, but take the Tfilin, he holds them in his right hand, Keneged Liboy. So he said, Hoyul Vishorunu Rabbonon, since the Rabbonon were Matir, to take in the tefillin in the Beis Akisei, Ninatra. So Rashi says, Omar oyul v'sharunu rabbonon lo'ichson v'yodai. Chazal wa mater to hold the tefillin mishum shmiroson. That means if there wouldn't be a problem of shmiri, we learned before, it's preferable not to bring the tefillin into the Beis Akisei. But since there's a necessity of shmiri, so Chazal wa mata, one is permitted to take them in, is ninatron, yishmeruni. So now I will gain something from the tefillin, achniseim imi, v'yishmeruni mina mazike. That means since there is a heter to bring in the tefillin, so I might as well avail myself of the heter and use the heter and derive benefit from the tefillin, since the tefillin will be together with me, so the tefillin will be a shmire from the mazike. That is one pshat in the Gemara. There's, the Rabbeinu Yoine brings two other pshatim. One pshat is, Hoyul v'sharunu rabbonon, since the rabbonon were matter, loy atriach. So he felt he wouldn't be matriach, the Talmidim, to watch his tefillin. That means if there's any heter whatsoever to bring the tefillin into the Beis Akisei, why should I be mishtamish with yene? It's a bigger kula to be mishtamish with yene, to be matriach yene, than to be soimach on this kula bringing in the tefillin in the Beis Akisei. And the third pshat that Rabbeinu Yoine says is that since there is a heter to bring in the tefillin, so I'll watch the tefillin. And Rabbi Yoine in Zechayin Lebroch explains this, Rabbeinu Yoine, that there's a mitzvah to watch tefillin. There's a mitzvah of shmiras tefillin. So why should he have the mitzvah? Mitzvahs bo yoisem ibishluchay. The tefillin here besodeh are without shmira. Someone has to watch them. There's achborim. So memele, I'll take the mitzvah and I'll watch them. Now, we have a very interesting gemara, that the gemara says this only applies by tefillin. By tefillin, there's a heter. By sifrei da'agadite, a sefer one is not permitted to bring into the Beis Akisei. What is the difference between a sefer? Why would they matter by tefillin? And they asked the sefer, l'chayr kedushas tefillin is greater than kedushas tzvorim. This is teira shebal peh. This is shemus and sifrei da'agadite. They answered and tefillin they were matter. So I found two taimin. The Magen Avraham says that the Magen Avraham in Simin Mem Gimel Sifkot Yudalet says as follows: Kol Hani Shir Yusa Einay Ela Betfilin. The Chazal were only matter betfilin. Sha'adam loiv sham kol hayoyim. A person wears tefillin the whole day. Vahoylech behem besodeh. And when he has to, he's wearing them the whole day. When he has to go out, he's wearing them also. V'yev shalatriach b'chol pam lashivam bebeisoy. So to create such a tirda, when he has to go to the bathroom, he'll leave them in his house, and then he'll have to go all the way back to the house. Chazal didn't want to do that. And he's wearing it kesedah, so it's a tremendous tircha. Avol shal svarim, osa lachnisam afilu bebeis hakisi shebesodis, the yochal aniach oisam bebeisam. Doesn't have to carry the sefer around with him all the time. So the necessity is not so great. If the necessity is not so great, so therefore, the chazal will never matter. That's the chilek between sifri de'agadite and tefillin. Tefillin people wore a whole day. Now it would seem from the Magen Avraham that the whole heter to bring tefillin in is dafke by Beis Hakisi Shebesodeh, because there's no other eitzeh what to do with the tefillin. You can't watch the tefillin. So Mamele Chazal were matter to bring them in. But Mashenken a Beis Hakisi Shebebayis, so there you have a place where to put the tefillin, then you're not allowed to bring the tefillin in either. That's the Magen Avraham. And the Meiri says a very interesting pshat. The Meiri says as follows. Dvorim halolil nemru betfilin. The whole heter to bring in a double shabekdushin the Beis Hakisei is davke betfilin. Mipnei shahaflogas kedushoson. Ha-meiridike chiddush. The meiridike kedushe, which is existent on tfilin, Einon elo bimkaimam. It's only when the tefillin are bimkaimam. Rotzolaymar, beroish ubizraya. The kedushas tefillin, haflogas kedushasam. Who could say such a chiddush? L'chayre, we think you take heilige tefillin, you put them. That's the makom where you put them. It seems it's like a connection. You put a plug into a socket, then it works. You put the tefillin bimkaimam, then you have haflogas kedushasam. So memele ein ela bimkaimam rotzoloyme bereish bizroya. Avol shal svarim, but other svarim shekedushasam ba'atzman, ve'ein mokin kavua l'kedushasam. Pum faker. Sifrei da'agadet, there's no place. It's kodesh wherever it is. Loi reish v'loi zroya. Loi yifnei mo'em klal. Amoyre deke me'iri. Al koponim, this is the chidushim, what Rabbi Yochanan, the two chidushim he did not bring in Sifrei Dagadete, he brought in the tefillin for three taimim, and two reasons why Sifrei Dagadete is also. Omar Rode, ki avazlinim, basrei der Rav Nachman, ki avanoket Sifrei Dagadete, yoiv lon, seems Rav Nachman was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, he have a nokit tefillin lo yoivlon o mohil v'shorunu shorunu rabbonon ne'matron. As Rav Nachman did the same on hoge like Rabbi Yochanan. Tondo rabbonon lo yoichaz odom tefillin biyodoy v'sefer teire bizroyoy v'yispalo. A person should not hold tefillin and a Sefer Torah in his hands, and daven Shemayna Esrei. So Rashi says, why not? Lo yoiches v'yodei v'yispalo, she'in datoi miyusheves olov betfilin. So the Shemayna Esrei is not miyushev. She'rei liboi tomid aleihem, she'lo yiplu miyodei. He's kiseider torud. They might fall. So that is matrid the tefillah, so he should not hold them b'shat tefillah. B'loy yashtin bohen mayin, b'loy yishan bohen loy shines kva v'loy shines aroy. Now, Before we'll say it over the Shleima Mishnah. So, Poshet Pshat, the way everyone learns, Lo Yashtin Behen Mayin, a person is not allowed to be Mashtin while he's holding it. Poshet, everyone learns that this is going on Lo Yoichas. Lo Yoichas Odom Tfilim Beyodoi, Bimispalo, Lo Yashtin Behen Mayin, he shouldn't be Mashtin while he's holding the Tfilim, we'll see later why not. Lo Yishan Behem, and we shouldn't hold the tefillin and sleep. Loishinas kva, loishinas aroi. If we are speaking about, and the pashtas of the Baraisa is speaking about all one case, it is speaking about achizas atfillin. So the reason for loishin behem, loishinas kva, loishinas aroi, as Rashi in Sukkah says, they might fall. The Gemara in Sukkah brings down a Baraisa. There are different halachas which were said by Tfilin. One halacha was said, Ashinas Arai is Mutter, Ashinas Kva is also. One halacha was said, that Bein Shinas Arai, Bein Shinas Aroi is also. This is a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chavo. The Gemara answers that the two halachas are speaking about two different cases. That baraisa that says that shinis aroi is mutter and shinis kva is also is speaking about when he's wearing the tefillin. Shinis kva is also shemo yafiach behen. That's a bezoyin tefillin. Shinis aroi is mutter because there's no chash of shemo yafiach. So therefore, shinas aroi is mutter. So when he's melubish in the tefillin, there's a chilik between shinas aroi and shinas kva. That baraisa that says, bein shinas aroi, bein shinas kva is also lishayim, that baraisa is speaking about when he's holding the tefillin. So if he's holding the tefillin in his hand, so shinas aroi is also, because he might drop the tefillin. Therefore, the Achronim ask a kasha on this Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo yishan bohen, shemo yafiach." So number one, the Gemara says in Sukkah, "Shinas aroi is not shemo yafiach." And number two, the whole Isra of shemo yafiach is only when he's wearing them. Here it is speaking about when he's holding them. That's Rabbi Kevegus Kasha in Sukkah Dav Chavor V'Tzorchiyun. So the Goyin says, it is a grais, it's not a ches, it's a lamet, shem or yapil. That's what Rashi means. That's the grais of the Goyin. Maybe they might fall. Rashi means they might fall, and Rashi is saying like the Gemara in Sukkah. The Shleima Mishnosai wants to say that Rashi had a different girsa. The girsa was as follows. Lo yoiches odam tefillin biyodoi. V'lo yashtin mayin. Without the behen. V'lo yishan bohen. So, without the behen, it means it's going on before. He shouldn't be mashtin holding the tefillin. V'lo yishan bohen means if he's sleeping with the tefillin. And here this baraisa holds that Ashinas Aroi is also Shema Yafiach. That's how the Shleima Mishnosai wants to say Pshat. Now there's a very famous Rosh in our sugya. The Rosh brings down the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Ashinas Aroi is Mutter by Tfilin. One is allowed to sleep Ashinas Aroi, because there's no shash of Shema Yafiach. The Rosh is Daf Yudalid Omed Aleph, the Daf HaRosh. The second line, the last word in the second line. And the Rosh says as follows. V'gam muta lishin bohem shines aroi. It is permissible to sleep a shines aroi. Kidoma besuke. When he's wearing, the Rosh means that when he's wearing the tefillin, it's permissible to sleep ashinas aroi. To the omar besukeh anichnas lishin biyoyim. If a person wants to go to sleep by day it's a shayla of ashinas aroi, Rotsa chilates, if he wants, he can take them off. Rotsa meniach. Vimtoima. So now the Rosh asks a very pertinent question. Hayach shinas aroi muta, how is one permitted to sleep in tefillin? V'loi osa loi siach date mehen. We learn out from the tzitz, that just like the tzitz, a kal v'chayme from the tzitz, madach the tzitz, there's one askore, is also behesach hadas. So the tefillin, there's 21 askores in each bayis. So it's also behesach hadas. V'loi osa loi siach date mehen. Ubisho shemisnamnem nimtlo shemisiach date mehen. Is misiach das um dat vil. Wo hoya oim ha rabbeinu yoyne zal, mitoich diva ha rabbeinu moishe zal, mozon no a teretz lo dobo ze. Rabbeinu yoyne found a teretz. De vadai hesach ha das loy havi elu, kshe oimeid bekalis roish u beschoik. That what Chazal asked, hesach ha das with tefillin, that's when he's misiach das um dat vilin, that means he's doing an anhoge, which is not befitting the tefillin. Kalis roish, schoik, aber kshoimet biyire, umisasek bitzrocho, aber pishoisek bimlachte vumnosoi, as long as there's no hanhoge, which is the hepech of the levishas tefillin, he's an elch man, he's a yirev shemaim, he's working, vein data yaleya mamish, ein ze nikra hesach hadas, that's not considered hesach hadas. The mitzvah of tefillin is the whole day. A person could say the think about the tefillin. So the hesach hadas is, that means an hoger, which shows he doesn't realize that he's wearing the tefillin. That's kalus chosh. He leaves heavenly ha'olam when he's misnamnim. The ain kan kalus chosh. So this is the Shitas HaRabbeinu Yoyne V'Horosh, that the Issa Hesach Hadas by Tefillin means Kalos Rosh. The Shagas Aryeh in Siman Lamed Tes brings down two Rishonim that would seem to disagree with this Rosh and HaRabbeinu Yoyne. The Ramban says, V'tiboile lo'ovel la'asuvei date, the Ramban in Teres Odom and Hilchas Habeilu says an oval has to be miyashiv datoi, u'lechaven liboi le'tfilin sh'loi yusiech datei mehem. An oval has to be mechazik himself, that he should not be mesiech das from the tfilin. Hilkach monach lo b'yishuv datoi. See, he wears the tfilin when he's miyushiv. Avol b'shas, Bechi vehesped loy monach lohu. Bishas, bechi vehesped, then he can't control himself, so then he shouldn't wear tefillin. So the Shagas Aryeh asks, if the chesorim is kalas roish and schoik, he says, bishas, bechi vehesped, there's no kalas roish. He's a meirdike koivid roish. Bafal pikrein, the Ramban says that he shouldn't wear the tefillin. Because he's not Meyushev Vedatoy. The Rambam says a similar halacha, Misha Mitztayer, the Ein Datoy Meyushevis Olo, Potaminat Vilin, Misha Mesach Hadas. So also, the Shagas Aryeh, the Mitztayer is not in the Matzav of Kalos Roish. So it would seem that they learned the Isser of Hesach Hadas means one should not be Messiah Bas that he's wearing tefillin. Kipshutoi. The way the Rosh learned in the Kasha. So he says it's a machloikis. No, a machloikis that's not too gefellah. But Al Kaponim, he has a tremendous problem because the Torah brings down all these three halachas. Here he brings down the Rosh. Why is Misnam Nemutra? He brings down the Rosh. Hilchas Abelis, he brings down the Ramban. Mitzayr, he brings down the Rambam. So the Shagasai, you can't begin to understand how the Tur can agree with everyone. L'chayre etzameire de Kestire. The Shagasai himself wants to say not like the Rosh. He wants to say there's a Isser of Hesach Hadas. But that is true that Hesach Hadas does not mean that every second a person should be thinking of the tefillah, which is an impossibility. So the Shagisaya says, the Isser of Hesach Hadas is that one has to remind himself every so often, I'm wearing tefillin. Now, the Shail is, what is the ever so often? So he says, the Shir is Ashinas Aroi. Fakert, Ashinas Aroi, this is Mahalach Kuf Amet, that's the Shir of Ashinas Aroi. Fakert, that's the minimum Shir. One needs a beep before and a beep afterwards to know, to remind himself that he's wearing tefillin. And that is the Isser of Hesach Hadas. He needs a reminder, let's say every 15 minutes, if that would be the Shir of Shinas Aroi. So Mamele, he says this for him, for the Rosh is Kasha. The Rosh asks, when he's Misnam name, which is a Shinas Aroi, so there's no Hesach Hadas. That is this man, that is the gap that one is permitted to, there's a time span that one is supposed to remind himself every 15 minutes, let's say, that he's wearing tefillin, and so Mamele, he's allowed to chaparayim these 15 minutes and be misnamna. That's the Shitas HaShagisari. Chabitzel Peterburger and Pri Yitzchok and the Shleima Mishnosei both were machaven to say a different teretz on the Rosh's kashe. He says, the Rosh asked a moiradike kashe, that how is one allowed to sleep with tefillin? He's mesiach das from the tefillin. Therefore, the Rosh Yisrael mechadish anu pshat nesach adas. So they say a moiradik eteretz. The Pri Yitzchok brings down a Mogin Avrom in Hilchas Tefillin in Hilchas Shabbos in Siman Shin Ches. The Mogin Avrom says that since Shabbos is lav's man tefillin, so there's no din of chayiv odom lamashmish tefillah. He's again Hilchas Shabbos. He says the din hesach hadas that one is not allowed to be mesiach das on tefillin is a tnai in the kiyum of mitzvah tefillin. When one is mekayim mitzvah tefillin, that's the seder akiyum. One should not be mesiach das on the tefillin. Shabbos is lav's man tefillin. There's no kiyum a mitzvah. There's no kiyum a mitzvah. There's no din. You're not allowed to be mesiach das. So they say a moira de kechap. When a person is sleeping, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. He's ein locha ene miskaven godl mizeh. He's a misasik. Then he's not being mekayim the mitzvah. If he's not being mekayim the mitzvah, there's no din of Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is a seder in kiyum a mitzvah. If you want to be mekayim the mitzvah, that is the oif in a kiyum. You should be aware you're wearing tefillin. You shouldn't be mesiach das. If you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, so then you're allowed to be mesiach das. So therefore, when he's sleeping, then he's a lav bar kiyum mitzvah tefillin. So it's a gate manishton that he's not thinking, he's not, there is mesiach das of the tefillin. Omar Shmuel Sakin Umois Ukaoro Vikiko Hare Elu Kiyaitse Bahem. That these things are similar to, we said, a Sefer Torah and tefillin, which one is not permitted to hold in his hand, so these things are similar. Zogt Rashi, Arei Eilu Ki Yoytzi Bem Le'inyin Tfile Shedoye Galeim Shaloi Tipo. All these things are matrid, that he's doyeg, these things might fall, and so therefore that's matrid. Hasakin V'tazikenu. If the sakin falls, he might hurt himself. V'haka'ore Tishofech. V'amois Yeveidu V'akikar Yitonek. The Shleim of Mishnasi wants to say that each one is a smaller daige, and Rashi says that that's what he's saying, loizu apsu, not only a sakin, even a ka'ore, and even a kika, yitonef, what yitonef, you can wipe it off. But it comes out that this is the smallest tirde. Something that's less than this, there won't be a hefsid, in even if it will fall, there's no iser of tefillah. That's how Shlomo Mishnosi wants to be medayik from Rashi. But now we're going to go back to the inyan of lo yashtin bohem mayim. That one is not allowed to be mashtin while he's holding the tefillin. Omar Rove Omar Rav Sheshes les hilchese ki homas nise. This beraisa is not correct. The Beis Shammai. the Beis Hillel, because if it goes according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, we learned, Beis Shammai held one is not permitted to bring tefillin into the Beis HaKiseh. The Beis Hillel, hash the Beis HaKiseh kabu ha-shori. If it's going according to Beis Hillel, hash the Beis HaKiseh kabu ha-shori, Beis HaKiseh aroi miboy. If one is permitted to bring tefillin to Beis HaKiseh kavua, which the abakim that's miyuchid lasiyas tzrochov, so Beis HaKiseh aroi, a place that's not b'chlala Beis HaKiseh, he's just mashtin, so memele, avad givis, it should be muta. So memele, and if it says that it's also, so kochoch, it's a shittas Beis Shammai, it's not a libid hilchasu. Let us see Rashi, les hilchasu ki yom asnise, diktoni lo yashtin b'tfilin. The Beis Shammai, the Omri la'el, Beis Shammai holds min nichon b'chaloina somach lushus harabim, v'loi mach yachnisem v'yodai v'yikoneis, that's Beis Shammai, so he holds. So who are the Beis HaKiseh Aroi will also be Yosef. The Beis Hillel, ha'omri la'el oichsam b'yodai v'nichnas. The person is permitted to bring in tefillin into Beis HaKiseh kva. Kavua, Beis HaKiseh Aroi, kagayin lahashtim, shein odam hoylech b'shvilom le'Beis HaKiseh, doesn't go to a miyuchadike Beis HaKiseh, v'apam azois nas amokim azeh Beis HaKiseh tchile. So it is a Beis HaKiseh Aroi, Avada gives it should be mutter, so kochach this baraisa goes according to Beis Shammai. Meisverei, so the Gemara asks Akash. We learned a different baraisa. Dvorim shehitarti lechoakan. The things which I will matter here in this place, asarti lechoakan. I answered in a different place. My love, fill it. And that, the Baraisa is telling us there's one place where tefillin, it's mutter to hold tefillin, and there's another place where it's also to hold tefillin. If you say this Baraisa goes according to Beis Hillel, I was matir to hold the tefillin in a Beis HaKiseh kavua. Osalti lechokan Beis HaKiseh aroi. And I asked it Beis HaKiseh Aroi, so then it's good. Eloi Amrit Beis Shammai, but if it is going according to Beis Shammai, Holoi Shori Voloi Midi, Beis Shammai would never matter in any place to hold the tefillin. His memele is what are you going to do with the Baraisa? So you see from this Baraisa, we have a problem. That will take care of the problem. But Al Kaponim, we see from this Baraisa, that in Achizas Tefillin, there's a place where it's mutter and a place where it's also. So the Gemara answers no. Kisanya he, this Baraiser, Hitarti Lechokan, Osarti Lechokan, is speaking not about Tefillin in a Beis HaKiseh. It's speaking about Gilui Levushov. He's allowed to be Megale Beshas Asiyas Rochov. Ahila inyan tefach utfachayim. This is speaking about the different thing. Not about mekoymes, it's speaking about how much he's allowed to be megale gufoy. The toni chode, we learned one beraisek shunifte, megale laachov tefach. Ulefonov tfachayim. Visan yeidoch, we learned a different beraisek. La'achrof tefach ulefonov v'loiklu. So we have here a machloikis in lefonov. One baraisa says lefonov is tvachayim, and one baraisa says lefonov v'loiklu. My love idi v'idi be'ish. V'loikashe kan l'gdoilim kan l'ktanim. Hey, this is the first baraisa speaking about ktanim, so lefonov is tvachayim. The second Barais is speaking about Gedoilim, so Lafona Veloiklu. So Memele, so that's Pshat. Dvorim, Sheitarti Lecho Kan, Osarti Lecho Kan. As the Dvorim, Wamater by Asiyas Ktanim, is also by Asiyas Gedoilim. So Memele, that's Pshat in the Barais. The Tizbere, so the Gemara says, you're learning wrong Pshat, these two Barais. Ibiktanim, if you'll say that the first Baraisa is speaking about Ktanim, and that's why Lefonov is Mutot Fochayim, is La'achav Tefach Lomolik. So why La'achav do you have to be Megala Tefach if it's only for Ktanim? Eloidi Veidi Bigdailim. V'loi Karshe Ha'beisha. Here's an ish, and here's a sofakat. That's kind of baraisa. By an isha, there's no heter lefonov, and by an ish, there is a heter lefonov. Let us see Rashi. Sheitarti loch kan bebeis hakisei kavua, osarti loch kan bebeis hakisei aroi. My love, tvilin, she'omru beisel oichson biyodoi, v'nichnas lebeis hakisei kavua. Ulahashtin behem is also in the Beis HaKisei Aroi, kidem uforish time ula kamon. But according to Beis Shammai, ula ishoru be Beis HaKisei Kabua, so how can you say, vorm sheitarti lechokav? So the Gemara answered, kisan yilav linyin, tzvilin tanya, ula inyin, gilu y tefach utzvachayim. Vila gdoilem, eini megala le tefach. Ula ktanim, megala tzvachayim. Valokoi. Gilit v'chaim sheitalti loch kan b'yasiyas ktanim, asalti loch kan b'yasiyas gdail. La'achov tefach v'lo yoyse mishum tziyas, olafonov t'v'chaim mishum kiluach me'reglaim anitzin l'melchak. Maila v'haynu d'kom mole'el, v'om sheitalti loch b'beis ha'kisei aroi, that is t'v'chaim, Asalti lecha b'kavua, because it's talking about two mekaymes. It's talking about a beis hakisei aroi, and a beis hakisei kva, but the nahapachu. Then a beis hakisei aroi is mutot tvachaim, and a beis hakisei kva is also. So the Gemara says that can't be shav the baraisis, because why is la'achav tefach by beis? Le'idi v'idi b'gedoilu. Both are speaking about gedolim. Umitaych shudoychik atzmai legedolim uboli dektanim. And automatically with gedolim, there's a siyas ktanim also. Hilkach beish milaach of tefach mufonim trochayim. Ubeisha milfonel voleiklum. V'ochi kamar hodleel dvorim shasarti lecho beisha itarti lecho beish. So that's pshat. That he says, the dvorim shesarti lecho b'ish, itarti lecho b'ish. We're talking about two different people, Al Kapon. So the Gemara says, if that is pshat in the Baraisa, so let's look further in the Baraisa. Yohi, hodiktoni, it says further in the Baraisa as follows. Zehu kalvo choymer she'ein olof tshuvin. So the Baraisa is saying as follows. Really, I have a kal v'chomer to say that the halacha I'm saying is not true. And I have no way how to shlug up this kal v'chomer. V'af al pikein, the halacha is still like this. Zel kal v'chomer she'ein olav tshuva. Is my ein olav tshuva. So it seems I have a kal v'chomer to say that this halacha is not true. But I have no way to shlug up the kal v'chomer. V'afal pikein v'aloch is not like the kal v'chomer. So if the Baraisa is speaking about that by an ish there's a heter of a tefach, and by an isha there's no heter of a tefach, so what's your kal v'chomer? What's ein olav tshuva? Dark at the milsa, hochi isha. That by an ish there's a necessity for a tefach, and not by an isha. So your pshat in the Baraisa is not true. So we have to say the Baraisa is speaking about tefillin. Now, the Baraisa is speaking about tefillin. So now the Baraisa makes a lot of sense. Dvorim sheitarti loch kan, even though I was mater, nebeis hakisei kavua, that one is permitted to hold the tefillin. Nebeis hakisei aroi, I asked to hold the tefillin. So Mamela, then it's good. So really, there's a kal v'chomer. Ma doch habeis hakisei kavua etz muter, avadi givis nebeis hakisei aroi shenziche bimuter. So the kal v'chomer is menaged aloch, I'm telling you. Ma'avol pikein, the aloch is aloch. We'll see why soon. Elolav tefillin, balokoponim from the rehitas loshana baraisa. We see the baraisa speaking about tefillin. Utiyufte de rove omar Rav Sheshes. Eisus rove omar Sheshes wanted to say that according to Beis Hillel, that tefillin will zicha be mutter in a Beis Akisei Aroi takal tiskal v'choymer. So we see from, it can't be, from this baraisa we see not like rove omar Rav Sheshes tiyufte. Mikol Mokim, so the Gemara says, no, about Kashi, but it's very schwer. We have a Kalvachayim attack. What's shot in this halacha? Hash the Beis HaKisei Kavua Shori, but it's permitted in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, that is a Shem Beis HaKisei, it is permitted to bring the tefillin, and to hold the tefillin in the Beis HaKisei Bishas HaSiyas Srocho, so Beis HaKisei Aroi Loi Kolshke. Why is a Beis HaKisei Aroi more chomer than a Beis HaKisei Kavua? So the Gemara says the reason is as follows. Hachi kama. Beis HaKisei Kavua delekenitzoitzes shori. Beis HaKisei Aroi dikenitzoitzes osri. So first let's figure out what the reason is and then we'll go further in the Gemara. I hochi, the linyan tevachot fachayim ktoni, dvoim shitate lochkan, asate lochkan, hodik toni lo besefe dido. We learned in the seif, vzeu kavochoyim eshein olof tshuve, bedovach hazeh. Yesh lecho lashiveni kavochoyim. You could ask a kasha that I have a kavochoyim, vein li olof tshuve lachzeloch, and I don't have any answer on this kavochoyim. I amrit bishloime betfilin. If you say the barais is speaking about tefillin, betfilin koma, uchadamondo, he said before, u beisil lalin, it's going according to beisil lalin, diktoni, diyeish kan lahakshis kalvochoima. There's a kalvochoima that could be asked, hash the beis akisei kabua shori, one is permitted to hold the tefillin, the beis akisei kabua, beis akisei aroi mi boy, vainly tshuve lo shivcholov, I cannot slug up this kalvochoima. But if the Barais is speaking about a tefach utfachayim, my kalvachayim yesh lahakshis kav, what kind of a kalvachayim is there to ask? You're saying a difference between an isha and a isha, she ishtoich legalus lefona v'loi ha'isha. So koch, you have to say it's speaking about tefillin. T'yuvte d'rova omar Rav Sheshes. Doma be shamayi, v'loy be silo. Dim kele meshkachas midi luk mehach b'raisi. You have no way how to save shamnes b'raisi. Diktoni, we learned mashitalti l'chokam, asalti l'chokam. So the Gemara says that the difference between a beis akisei kavua and a beis akisei aroi is by a beis akisei kavua the lekin itzoitzes. Sheitzorich l'shapshepon b'yeminoi mi'al raglo. Beis HaKisei Aroi l'ktanim dikan itzoitzes anitozim al gabi raglo. So the Rishonim explain what the chilek is according to Rashi. The chilek is as follows. A Beis HaKisei Kavua, so the oifen ha'yitziya was b'yeshiva. Takert a Beis HaKisei Kavua, it was oimed lasa yisroch of agdoilim. So there was a mokka moishov. If there was a mokka moishov, so b'shas hashtonim, there was no nitzaitzis al raglo. So therefore, so there's no chshash that will have to wipe off the nitzaitzis ma'al raglo. There's no nitzaitzis. We have to realize he's holding the tefillin with the right hand. And usually, The Rishonim explain what was the inyan by Asiyas Tzrochov. He held the tefillin with his right hand, kenegedly boy, because kinuach halach is with his left hand. So mamel, there was no problem. Kinuach is with the left hand, and he's holding the tefillin with the right hand. We don't have a problem. But shivshiv nitzaitis normally was with his right hand. That's the regilus. So by Abeis HaKisei Kavua, that the hashtonah is derech yeshiva, there's no chash of netzaitzis. So memeile, so it's mutter. So what's samach osakam? Als the kinuach, it's with the left hand. Netzaitzis, there's no netzaitzis. Beis HaKisei Aroi liktanim, deike netzaitzis, hanitzin, there's no mokei moshe. So there it is, ba'amide. Hanitzen al gabi raglo, v'omrino b'mesechis yume mitzvah l'shav shefam. There's a mitzvah l'shav shefam nitzoytze, she'oso lo'odom she'yeitze b'nitzoytze shal gabi raglo. Shema yeiroa kikru shofcho, v'nimtze moitzi la'az albonav she'imam zeir, hilka. So therefore there's a mitzvah, and if there's a mitzvah and he's holding the tefillin with his right hand, so he might come to a bizoyin of tefillin. Therefore he's not permitted to wear the hold the tefillin biyodoi, because there's achshash of shivshav netzoytzes or a bizoyin of the tefillin. And Tosfos says that chav gimel amid aleph, the iser is only lecha is tefillin biyodoi. To wear the tefillin, he's allowed to wear the tefillin. That's Tosfos Daf Chav Gimel Lamed Aleph, because on wearing the tefillin, there's no shiloh, he'll be mishafshef while he's holding the tefillin. So that is takir mutter. Now, achize biyodai is also. That is the Gemara. Frek the Gemara, ihochi amai ein olav tshuve. So why do you say there's no tshuva? So if I count, it's very gishmak. Abeis ha-kisei kavue, there's no chshash. Abeis ha-kisei aroi, there is a chshash. Tshuva ma'ayusi is saying a very good chilek. So the Gemara answers, achi koma. Ha-milse teisi lo b'teiras taime, v'loi teisi lo b'kal v'choyma. The osi lo b'teiras kal v'choyma, Zel kal v'choymer she'ein olav tshuva. Let us see Rashi. Ha milsa de tefillin. This halacha, that tefillin is also to hold b'beis ha-kisei aroi and muta to hold b'beis ha-kisei kavua. Teisi lom b'teiras taima. If we look at the reason lahatil b'beis ha-kisei kavua esa osa b'beis ha-kisei aroi mishum taima de nitzaitz. The e osi lo b'teiris kal v'chayma loyma. Din u lo hokel b'beis ha-kisei aroi. Kal u la hachmer b'beis ha-kisei chomu. V'loi tizel boso taime ela boso chumre v'kule. Anan of dine ipche, we do fakert, ain li olav malo ha-shivcho. Then if you'll ask me, that in Rishuyos, this is a Chomodike Rishus, and this is a Gringer Rishus, she'ein li limtze she b'shum mokrim beis ha-kisei aroi chomo min ha-kavua she'ucha lo ha-shivcho, im itarti b'kavua she'ukal b'dov ha-ploini nater b'shal aroi she'uchomo bo. So if you'll go in Amida v'kal v'choyma, I have nothing what to answer you. Al v'tay me'ike l'mayda avdinim, V'hoche ikenitzoitzitz, v'hoche leke, v'dovo ze lav kal v'choyma, loy kal v'loy chomo. That's the mer pshat in the Gemara is as follows. I once saw a moiradike Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asks a kasha. There are yud gimel midrash shahatayra nidrashus ben. There's a midah of a mamotzinu. It's one midah. If the halacha is azoi by case one, so case two, which is similar to case one, also should have the same halacha. That's a mamatzin. Then there's a midah of a kal v'chayma. So the Beis Yosef asks Akasha, why do you need a midah of a kal v'chayma? L'chayre, a kal v'chayma is a mamatzinu plus. That means, if I can pick up 200 pounds, I can pick up 100 pounds. Yeah, that's true. But you don't need a midah of a kal v'chayma if I can pick up 200 pounds. So you see, I can pick up 100 pounds. So you have your mamatzino. So you have a mamatzino with a plus, more than the mamatzino. But you see, I can pick up 100 pounds. Why do you need two midahs? A midah of a mamatzino and a midah of a kal v'chayma. And the Beis Yosef says, Amor Yudike Teretz. And the Teretz is in three words as follows. That the midah of a kal v'chayma was said when there is no mamatzino. And that means as follows. That means if you would look at the two cases, you see, you couldn't build that halacha in case B is similar to case A because case B is the same like case A. They are not the same. If it would work, they're not the same. B is different than A. So if you're looking at the similarity of the tziyurim, in order to build out that since the tziyurim are similar, the halachas have to be similar, you wouldn't get the first base, because the tziyurim aren't similar. There's a difference between case B and case A. So there's a new midah of a kal v'chaymeh. A kal v'chaymeh is good. They're not similar. But let's see what, if we are saying, in a dover kal, there's a chaymeh, so in a dover chomo there has to be the chaymeh. Don't tell me similar, you're similar and it's similar. But it can't be such a thing that a dover kal should be more chomo than a dover chomo. Or a dover chomo should have a greater kula than a dover kal. So that means, even though the cases are not similar, and the halachi cannot be built, mitoich the similarity of the two cases, of al koponim, there's a new midah of a kal v'chomer, that the dover chomer has to have all the chumras of the kal, or the dover kal has to have all the kulas of the chomer. Now, we are saying a halachi here, a beis hakisei kavua is also, is mutter, to hold tefillin, and a beis hakisei aroi is also to hold tefillin. This halacha does not agree at all with the midah of a kal v'chomer. A beis hakisei aroi has no chumre in any way over a beis hakisei kavua. And if a beis hakisei kavua has the kula that one is permitted to hold tefillin in the beis hakisei kavua, so as the midah of a kal v'chomer, you have nothing but to answer me. A beis hakisei aroi also has to have this kula. And lemaisa, we are saying these halachas. A beis hakisei aroi is osa, a beis hakisei kva is muta. So memela, that is what the Baraisa is saying. If you'd go in the reshuyos, and you would go in all, if you would go in reshuyos, and you would say that in looking at that, this Rishus has a kula, Avadigvis, this Rishus also has to have a kula. And now this means that there's nothing what to answer you. Now since Lemaisa, there's a Zaitu Kizach, that since the Derech of Asiyas Ktanim by an Aroi is different than by Asiyas, the Asiyas Ktanim by a Kavur, so that is Machia the Halacha. So that's why the halacha is that way. Oh, but even though the halacha stelt sich weg that this rishus is more chomo than this rishus in the midah of kal v'chomer is menaged this halacha, afal pi kein the halacha is kain. Tanu rabbanan. The Gemara says further, ha'roite likoneis lisudas kva. A person who wants to enter a sudas kva, mahalech, so we'll see it is derech eretz, lasois tzrochov, before he enters the sudas kva. Rashi says, hanichnas lesudas kva, uginayu, sheyitztarech lunikovov besoich hasude, so he has to, even though Be'emes, and now he's not a nitzrach l'nikovo, but since it is possible that be'emtza hasuda he will be a nitzrach, and then it's a gnai, so therefore he has to think of a tachbula to be mi'oirer laso yisrocho. So what is the pula of his oirer? So there are one of two oifanim. One way is mahalech asore pomim daledamis, oi daled pomim yudamis, v'yifne v'achar kach nichnas. What does Rashi say? Mehalech asor epomim u'b'chol pam u'pam boidik atzmei v'yoyshek u'la yochel u'yifonais shahiluch moirid agdoilim l'neket. So the difference is, if he makes a greater hiluch, it's only necessary 4 yeshivas. A smaller hiluch, one needs 10 yeshivas. Al koponim, that is one halach. That's in Hilchus Derech Eretz. Now, Omar, Rabbi Yitzchok, hanichnas lesudas kva, choylet tvilov, v'achar kach nichnas. One is going to either Sudas Kva, one is Mechuyiv to be Choylet Tefillah. The one should not wear the Tefillin while he's eating a Sudas Kva. So Rashi says, Choylet Tefillah, Shemo Yishtaker Besude, a Sudas Kva is Olul to bring about Shikrus, Beizgane Betfillah. I really don't understand the Lashon of Rashi. Everyone brings down this Lashon. It would seem the whole Isser is Yiskane Betfiloth. Why doesn't Rashi mention the Isser of Hesach Hadas? I mean, Yiskane Betfiloth seems will become Shikr and Yiskane. It's not nice. It's more than that. There's an Isser of Hesach Hadas, according to everyone, according to the Rosh Kalas Rosh, Schoik, it will be Mishak, it will become a Shikr, so you have everything, you have Schoik, you have Kalas Rosh, all the Pu'ulis of Hesach Hadas, and the Nevada give us like the others, according to the Shagas Aryeh, that mamash you need a Sima slave. So Memele, if a suit brings the Shikris, you'll be Mithiach Das from the Tefillin. No one, everyone says this Lashon of Rashi is Gane Betfilov, which would seem it's not the Isser of Hesach Hadas, it's a Dovo, like Rashi, the Gnai Yushi Yiftach Lenekovov, so he is Gane Betfilov, it's only a gather of Gnai. It is not nice. I mean, L'chayre, it's more than not nice. It's the Isser of Hesach Hadas. Al Koponim, that's what Rashi says. So Rabbi Yitzchok said a person takes off the tefillin and then he goes in to eat. Upligi the rabchiye, the Amar rabchiye meinichon al shulchani. No, you bring the tefillin into the sude, you leave them on the table. The chayin hodoloi. It's very good that the tefillin should be there. Don't take them off. The tefillin should be waiting for you. V'yad emas Amar Rav Nachum v'Yitzchok. Vayitzrak ad zman broche. So Rashi says, v'chein hodoloi, shiyimuzumonim loi, v'yachzer, v'yenichem b'shaz broche. B'shaz b'chas hamozayim, that means it was a temporary, you had to take off the tefillin, the Mishnah Berurah says, la'aloch, you have to make a new broche when you put them on, because it's also, chazal asot, to wear tefillin b'shaz asudas kva. Bal koponim, they should be on the table, so by Birchas Hamozen he should be able to put on his tefillin. There's a very interesting machloikis, apoiskim, if he puts on the tefillin before Mayim Achroinim or after Mayim Achroinim. The Meiri in the Rashbat says he puts it on after Mayim Achroinim. They ask a kasha, that it says takef l'netila broche, the din is one should not be mafsik between the tilas yodai, the tila yistayim of mayim achreinim and broche, and they say chibas hamitzveh machsheres ve'ein zeh hefsik. That's what they say. The Loshon Rambam is, the Rambam says ad sheyitel yodo. Ayaset says he puts it on the table, and the Rambam says he puts it on the table, ad sheyito yodo. So it seems, Rabbi Yenison is medayik from the Loshon Rambam, that he puts it there till, that means he puts that he puts on the tefillin right before he's going to wash his hands, so he shouldn't be mafsik between mayim achroinim and birchas hamozen. That what it says, that bavka sudas kva is also, so it's muchach that a sudas aroi is muta. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a shaila, if this is negeya, could be that they were matar a sudas aroi, achilas aroi, could be those bavke, this man that they wore tefillin the whole day, so they were matar to eat a sudas aroi betfillin. This man azer, that we're saivis, I would not loibish a whole day, so there are oisrim that hold a fillu a sudas aroi, is also. Shtiyah, there seems the chalukei deis by shtiyah, if it's mutra, lishtois, while one is wearing tefillin. Tani chode. We learned one beraise, Tzoyrer Odom Tfilov Imba Oysov Ba'afrak Susoy. One is allowed, one is permitted to tie together in the Suder Shal Aroyshoy, in the same Suder, he puts the tefillin and he puts his money. V'tanya Idach Lo Yotzer. In another Baraisa we learn that one is not permitted to put in the same Suder the tefillin and the money. Loy Kashe, Hoda Azmene, Hoda Loy Azmene. If a per, the Omar Rav Chizde, Hai Sudre the tefillin. A Suder that one wants to put tefillin in. The Azmene Lemeitza bot tefillin. He was Mazmin, he was Miyachid, the Suder, he was Maxed the Suder that this should be a tefillin baitel. And Tzor Beit tefillin. Not only he was Miyachid, he put tefillin in the Suder. Also Lemeitza Beit Shiti. So one is not allowed to put money in the Suder because it becomes Miyuchid Hukze for Tashmish Kedusha. Therefore, if it's Hukze for Tashmish Kedusha, one is not permitted to use it for Tashmish Chayul. That's Dafke if there were two Tnoim, Azmanei V'Tzorbei. Azmanei V'Loi Tzorbei. What if he was Miyachedit for Tfilin, but as yet he did not put in Tfilin? Tzorbei, he put in Tfilin, V'Loi Azmanei. Shari lemeitza beizuzi. Then one is permitted to put money in the Suda. The Kedusha is dafke to two unionim, hazmone and tzolbe. It was take used for tzolbe. Olabaye the omar hazmone milsi, according to Abaye in Sanhedrin that he holds hazmone alone is something. Azmene afal gav the loy tzolbe. Hazmone alone is something. So be yazmanei also ilay azmanei loy. They bring down from the shiltes the shaila is there is hegdish, hegdish is the pair. There is, I think takruvus avaydizore by ein hegdish lavaydizore. Then one has to do a maise. So the shaila is this inyan that a baitel is becomes miyuchid. For Tashmishei Kedusha, does this become a Kishel Tfilin with Hegdish alone? Or does one have to do a Mais? That is the one have to do a Mais also. That is the Machloikis of Chizda and Abaye. Rashi, Ba'af Raksusei, Sudar Shal Roshe, Imo Oisov, Loi Imo Is Mamish, that is never Mutter. To put together the money together with the tzilin, that's ichana. Now, shnei ksharim zeh eitzel zeh. Hochi gassin, ho da azmenei, o da loy azmenei. Lehi su da le tzilin. The kivin da azmenei, shuv oso, lo tzabay mois, ma'ach she sehitz, ishik tzoy lakach. Tzo berei I azmenei en, le azmenei loy kodish, then it's not kodish, v'shoyr le meitzabay. Tochi tanya behedye b'sanhedrin, Iniach by Tvilov, Iniach by Mois. Olabaye, Domas Mone Milsi, Gabi Eurig Begit Lameis, Pesan Hedlam Pagnigma Hadin, is Memele, so then the Allah is, Azmane Apal Gab, the Lord Solbe. Boy Mine Rav Yosef, the Raider of Nechunye, me Rav Yehuda. Mao She Yoniach, Odom, Tvilin, Tachas, Merashesa. Is a person allowed to sleep over the tefillin. There's a problem here, it's a shtikl bezoyin, and there's a maile, it's a shmira. So the Gemara says as follows, Tachas malgaloi sov loika miboili, that zichara, so there the bezoyin is too great. Shemleig ben minig bezoyin, kika miboili, tachas merashay sov. Omalei, hochi omashmuel, muta, afilu ishtoi imoi. The chiddush of ishtoi imoi is that even though there's a efsharus that'll be mishamish mitosai be ishtoi, bishas the tefillin is tachas merashaisov, afal pikein, that is also muta. Now, if this will occur, there's another problem. There's a problem that tefillin are not supposed to be in the same cheder b'shas tashmish. So al kochoch we have to say that it's speaking about a case of kis b'soich kis, that the tefillin are covered with two covers. In one cover is not miyuchid lam, it's not kiliyam. So that's also true. But there's a besondere shayla over here. There's a shayla, but are the tefillin permitted to be on the bed? Taches merashayso. And that Shmuel said, that means after we'll solve the problem of kis tachas kis. Or let's say it's speaking about the tefillin is in the tefillin bayit, we have one kis, and the pillow is covering the tefillin, so we have two kisuyim over the tefillin. But the shayla is it permissible tachas merashayso? Shmuel said it's permissible. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks a kasha from a beraisa. Lo yiniach odom tefillin tachas magaloiso mibnei shenoig bem derech bizoi. That's also. Avo minichon tachas merashoiso vim hoise ishtoi imoi oso. So it says klo merashoiso viz mutter bot hoise ishtoi imoi, then it is also. Hayemokim shegevoyer gimel tvachim, hayemokh gimel tvachim muta. But our kaponim we see from the Baraisa klo, tachas merashoysov is also b'shor she'ishta imay. Tiyufte de Shmuel tiyufte. So an often a Baraisa that is not like Shmuel. Omar Rove, afal gav de sanye tiyufte de Shmuel, even though the Baraisa is not like Shmuel, Hilchis kibosei, but Allah is like Shmuel. My time, kol linturinu tfei odif. If it involves the shmira of the tefillin, so we have to be shoykel what is better, the shmira or the ikovid of the tefillin. Shmira has the priority. Let us see Rashi. Maishnich tfilov tachas marashoysov belailog shu yoshev. Im hoya mokim gavoya gimul tvochem lamaila marashoysov. Va'olov noisin atfilin. Oy lamato marashoysov. Yoitze imokim in hamite. Then it's mutter. Kolim torinu tvei odif lohu mi bizyoini. This is better than the bizoyin that might occur. Kama shu muzor al shmirosoi. Mina hachborim, mina ganovim, tvei odev lohu mi bizyoini. We had a similar halacha, and that yudchesa medalev, we had a halacha if a person is, there were chilukid beis over there, if you pshot him, but there was one mahalach, that if a person is meilach ha-seifa teire, or meilach ha-tzomis mimokim lamokim, one is not allowed to sit over on top of the Sefer Torah or on top of that summit. Neshenoig bem minig bezoyin. Bimhoya misyorim neinochim neilistem muter. So there we had this svara. Even though what he is doing now is a derech bezoyin, he's sitting over the Sefer Torah, over that summit sameis. About koponim, if we'll take into consideration what he's gaining from this anhoge, it will be in the hands of Listim, who knows what will happen with the Sefer Torah. So it's Kedai, this Anhoge, than something worse. So Memele, that's what the Gemara says over here. Kama shu muzash mirosim min amachborim min aganovim tvei odev lohu mi bizyoinim. So this is better than the bizoyin that might occur, even though it's merashoysa. Taismes, Dvorim sheitarti locho kan, osarti loch kan. So Taisa says, leiboy lishnuye. Dvorim sheitarti loch bebeisa kisei aroi, osarti loch bekavua. Do also lefanes begdoilem vatvilem beroishoi avolahashtin mutter. Hey, let us say that the Baraisa is speaking about not Achizas Tvilin, it's speaking about Levishas Tvilin. And one is permitted to do in a Beis HaKisei Aroi, that means his Tzrochim, the Tzrochim which are done in a Beis HaKisei Aroi, which is Ktanim, is mutter b'levisha, even though it's also by a base of the tzrochim, which are also asati l'cho, not even though asati l'cho kan, one is mutter l'hashtim b'beis akisei aroi, and one is also lasis gdoilem b'beis akisei kavua. Basically, the Estesu should have said one is also lasis k'tanim b'beis akisei kavua. That was the sugi and daf of gimel amadala. Aval hashtin mutter b'beis akisei aroi. So Taisva says the Gemara did not want to speak about this case, mishim d'lay ashkechon b'braise. That means one has to have a b'raise that specifically said both halachas, that this is osur and this is mutter. Aval hach the tefachot v'chayim ashkechon lay b'braise. The Gemara had a have a meaning that it's speaking about tefachot v'chayim, because there we have a b'raise already that spoke about both halachas. So memele, Italti loch, it means that this barais is just chasing over. From the different barais, you can see, dvorim shitati loch kan, asati loch kan, a rav Yosef.